Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Hillary Gamm is here. Hillary is a nationally recognized expert in technology. She's a thought leader in that area. She's been working in this field for a long time, and she's the author of a brand new book that really takes a different look at the technology industry. It's a very, very illuminating report that she's amassed in the book. The book is called Billions Lost, The American Tech Crisis and the Roadmap to Change. And she's our new friend, Hillary Gamm. Welcome to the show.
Hi, and happy birthday again. I'm so happy to hear that. It's your birthday today. Enjoy.
Thank
with
you.
Your family. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you, Hillary.
And many more.
So, all right. Now, we talk a lot about technology on the show. You can't do it. When in 1998, the first year of my show, I told my audience that three things they were going to have to be good at in the 21st century. One is networking. Two is building strategic alliances. And three, we're going to have to get better. We're going to have to be great at leveraging technology. And we've done that. We're full on in the digital age. We're not 100% there, but we're moving at light speed in that direction. A lot of things to be excited about, but you're actually pointing out what you call a tech crisis. Tell us what you mean by that.
The tech crisis I describe in the book is the exodus of the tech jobs out of the U.S. Many Americans don't realize that a majority of our technology jobs are actually offshore, outsourced to other lands, other countries. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the tech industry. It affects every industry in the U.S. So our banks, our credit card companies, our insurance companies, our healthcare companies, even our grocery stores, they all have tech labor situated offshore in another land. So we're creating a paradigm where we are not engaging our own children and our own workers to work in technology. We've kind of shut out the small businesses that focused on technology and staff augmentation in the U.S. because of the new paradigm. And we put ourselves at a disadvantage. You know, there's national risk associated when our tech workers and our data are located outside the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And our personal data is at risk, especially, you know, clear since the new things that are going on with social media. I think that became a little bit more apparent to most Americans. But that's basically the situation. We do have a crisis here in the U.S., and people just don't know about it. So I wrote the book to try to wake people up and get people engaged and just to have people start talking about it and know what's going on so they could have intelligent discussions and kind of move the ball forward and bring technology back to the U.S.
So you're talking about a multi-level crisis, aren't you? This is a multifaceted issue because we're training people here. One of our Brain Trust members, David Heenan, wrote a book a few years ago called Flight Capital. And he was just talking about not necessarily technology, but he was just talking about how we're bringing people to America and we're educating them. And then decades ago, they would have stayed in America. But now they're being educated here, and they're going back home, and they're competing against us. And the book was called Flight Capital. And so you're talking about that kind of thing, but also not only just people going back home and working in the tech industry, having been educated here, but also you're talking about investing overseas when they could be doing it here. Is that right?
Yeah, all those things. So your friend's book was right on the money. One of the chapters in the book I called Education is an Export. You know, Americans that don't have college-age children or approaching college age don't realize what's going on in the U.S. in terms of higher education. So today in the United States, we educate more foreigners in the STEM majors, science,
mm-hmm.
technology, engineering, and math, than we do our own Americans.
Right.
And that's the trickle-down effect. So we're educating more foreigners. They're going back home. They're competing against us. We look at some of the big countries in Asia that are direct competitors of the U.S. They know how to steal our intellectual property, and they do. They know how to backwards re-engineer because they're educated here. And then just in the past 5 years, Asia, China in particular, only invested 5% in emerging technology related to the internet.
Why would you develop it when you can steal it?
Right, but now the new VC, the number that came out in the last 2 months, 40%. So they have 40% investment in all of the new cutting-edge technologies, up from 5% just 5 years ago.
What does that mean? What does that mean to you when you see that number?
That means that they're taking over, and we're really losing our chance to turn the tide and bring things back to the U.S.
And folks, the next level of development, of technology development, is going to be a lot different than the last level. I'm going to talk with Hillary about that when we come back after this break. Tony Till, the book is called Billions Lost by Hillary T. Gamm. That's two M's on the last name there. The American Tech Crisis and the Roadmap to Change.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.